Hi guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday, if it's Thursday for you. I'm doing pretty well because when this episode comes out, I will be in the Big Apple, New York City. That's right, out and about again, new location. But I'm excited to be there. I am, of course, recording this ahead of time so that it's a little bit easier for me while I'm there. But it's going to be a really fun trip. We are celebrating my sister's boyfriend, who is graduating from his MBA program. And it's going to be so nice. My whole family's going, some of his family's going. Just all around good celebratory time. You guys know, based on what I have told you before, me and my family, we love celebrating. So this is right up our alley. It's funny because I had not been to New York until last November. That was the first time that I'd ever gone in my entire life. And now, in the span of probably 6 months, I will have gone there 3 times. Guess that's what happens. You wait long to actually go somewhere, and then all of a sudden, you're going nonstop. I feel like it's not even supposed to be that nice, though, temperature-wise there. When we are there, it's supposed to be rainy, like, the whole time, which is a bummer, because they have had such gorgeous weather the days leading up to our arrival. And, you know, I do feel like I have a bit of a bone to pick with Chicago. It seems like everywhere else is summer temperatures, and we are still in the 50s, very low 60s range, which is odd, okay? Minnesota's in like the 80s, and we're not that far from there. I know that we're by the lake, but still, I feel like I am in the summer mode fully, but the temperatures are not aligning right now. I need that to catch up, especially because I'm doing this water touching challenge, and let me tell you, it's a bit of a pain when it is cold out or it is rainy out. I specifically started it in May because I thought it was going to be warm by then. Not really been the case, but it is what it is. What else is new with me? I feel like I just gave you guys that rundown already. But let me think. Something else. Oh, one thing that I wanted to share. You guys, I am not a baker, like at all. I'm not a baker. I am not a chef. I never make food. But this past weekend, I decided I wanted to make a carrot cake just to see if I could. Carrot cake is one of my favorite desserts, and for some reason, I just felt inspired to try, and I did it. I really didn't think that it was going to turn out good, but it actually turned out pretty great. The only thing that I didn't do by scratch was make the frosting. I ended up just buying that from the store because I didn't want to have to do another step, if I'm being honest. That's really the only reason. And the process of making this cake, you know what? I didn't really like it. Like, it was okay. It was sort of fun. But I did have that feeling when it was over, the feeling that I thought that I was going to have, of thinking, okay, I just put in so much work to achieve this thing. And now I'm taking this bite of this carrot cake, and it's great, it's good. But then it's just gone. Maybe it would be different if I was making it for more people. But I was literally just making it for me and my boyfriend. And pretty much, again, just to see if I could do it. I guess it's good, though, to challenge yourself every now and again. The hardest part was definitely getting the carrot shavings. That took forever. I was using a cheese grater, and my wrist hurt by the time that I was done. So that part of the experience was actually not fun at all. But I did like that when it came out and it tasted good, it looked really pretty, I did feel accomplished. So I guess this is your sign, try something new. Even if you're not obsessed with the process of it, it did feel good. And it was good, so I've been having carrot cake for breakfast pretty much every single day this week. But yeah, that's really it for what's new with me, getting some last-minute things done before this New York trip, and then we're out of here, and then directly after that, I have a friend's bridal shower to go to, so lots going on in the month of May. But for now, let's focus on the task at hand, let's focus on the rest of this episode, because I have quite a bit to share. Let's get into it. All right, what's hot this week? We are back with some more Timothy and Kylie stories. They were seen together at the Knicks game. And one thing that I wanted to point out about this, the story is the story. You know, they were together there. They looked cute. They looked like they were having fun, the whole thing. But what I found to be incredibly noticeable was that Timothy was sitting in between Kylie and Kendall. Kendall went with them too. A little fun sister/boyfriend outing. But did anybody else find that a little bit strange? that he was sitting in the middle and that Kylie wasn't sitting in the middle? Why do you think that is? Do you think Kylie wanted to sit on the end? Is that the better seat? Maybe that's the angle that she wanted for her pictures because she knew there were going to be a lot of pictures taken at this game. But I just found it funny. I was thinking if I went to this game with my boyfriend and my sister, you better believe I'd be sitting in the middle. Two of my favorite people on each end. Sounds like a dream. But nope, Timothy was center stage. I need to know, was that just their natural formation coming into the game? But one thing's for sure, we know the family gets along with him. Ultimately a great sign. I was just curious about the seating chart. But regardless, everybody looked gorgeous, looked like they were having a blast. And a very star-studded game. The celebs are out and about in New York right now. I'll let you guys know if I see anybody famous while I'm there. All right, but moving on to our next story. Google has gone gradient. Did everybody see the new logo? They changed it up, a bit of a rebrand. The last time they changed it was in 2015, I believe. And we got a little bit of an update. Now, I know a lot of people online, when they saw this rebrand, they were trolling a little bit, okay? I understand. The G does not look very different at all. But you know what? I kind of like it. Sorry, I had to say it. But seriously, there's not that much that you can do. They still need to keep the brand recognition. They were gonna keep the colors. So what do? You just make it a little bit less sharp. You turn those colors into a gradient. You make them flow a bit. It's actually very visually appealing. Anybody else on my side here? What I am wondering though now, are all the other Google logos going to change and follow that gradient? I feel like yeah, right? Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Drive. I was looking at the apps on my phone and realized they all have the block coloring. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the full 360. And if you're somebody that loved the 2015 version, who knows, maybe they'll go back to that in another 10 years. Sometimes you have to change up the original to make it vintage. Just watch, we're going to be seeing that old logo again. And they're going to say something like bringing it back to the OGG. Time will tell. For now, I like it. Subtle difference, but a difference no less. That is it for the hot news of the week, so let's get right in to what's good. Okay, I have a couple shows to recommend. The first one is called The Four Seasons. I feel like I have not heard enough people talk about this one, but I'm obsessed. It's on Netflix. Tina Fey is in it. Coleman Domingo. Steve Carell. Star-studded, and you can tell. It's a really good show. It's so funny. It's like a wholesome version of The White Lotus. Actually, not really at all. The White Lotus is way more posh, way more mysterious. The Four Seasons are these group of friends going through life together, essentially. So many different relationship dynamics. Also, so much happened within 1 year for this friend group, now that I'm thinking back on it, because it just follows four seasons of 1 year. I don't want to spoil anything, but check it out. You will see just how much can happen within one calendar year throughout the seasons. Here, I'll give you the quick little summary. The decade-long friendship between three married couples is tested when one divorces, complicating their relationship of quarterly weekend getaways. Every season, they take a new trip, they find out new things about each other. It gets more and more complicated, but also just real. At least that's how it felt. Even though this is a fictional show, it felt like it could be some real dynamics, some real situations. So I really liked it. Again, it is on Netflix, so check it out if you're at all interested. Also, Coleman Domingo right now, I feel like he is everywhere. He's having a moment, and I'm so here for it. He's so great in this show. All right, the next thing on What's Good is another show that I have been a huge fan of. I have been waiting for each episode to drop week over week. It is called Your Friends and Neighbors. First of all, I love seeing Jon Hamm back on our screen. I am a huge Mad Men fan. Huge, huge, huge. It is one of my favorite shows ever, probably. No, it is one of my favorite shows ever. Not probably. It definitely is. Don Draper will forever be an iconic character. A little bit flawed, but aren't we all? But this show, I've been loving it. It's on Apple TV, and I'll read you guys the summary. Okay, it says, after being fired in disgrace, a hedge fund manager resorts to stealing from his neighbors' homes in the affluent Westmont Village, only to discover that the secrets hidden behind the wealthy facades might be more dangerous. How good does that sound? It really is so good. Also, Olivia Munn is in this show. I love her. How many episodes are even out of this right now? 7 episodes? I feel like it's an 8-episode show. So it's probably coming to an end very soon, which I'm sad about. Oh, wait, just kidding. On here it says 9 episodes. Is that weird? Isn't it typically always 8 episodes? I don't know, but on Google it says 9. If you've not seen this show, though, you want a dark comedy, kind of a smart comedy. It's a 1-season show so far. There are twists, there are turns, much to uncover, much to discover. Also, just kind of wild that this guy can so easily start stealing from his neighbors. Kinda scary, but he's also still very likable. This is the John Hamm way, though. Just like with Don Draper, Andrew Cooper in this show is flawed, but you're still kind of rooting for him. I don't know. Not all the episodes are out yet, so gonna have to wait and see how it all unfolds to really formulate my full-fledged opinions. But for now, check it out for yourself. Again, it's on Apple TV. Okay, the next thing for what's good is a fashion concept. It's really a concept, it's not an item, and it's not a revolutionary concept either, but it's something that I feel like I'm gonna try to incorporate more into my summer wardrobe, and that is bringing a sweater as a cover-up instead of a sweatshirt or a jacket. Now, I am a jacket girl through and through. I love my jackets. I feel like my jackets a lot of times actually shape my outfit. But for the summer, I like the idea, the vibe of putting a sweater over your shoulders, doing the little tie if you want, and then using that as what keeps you warm for later on. It's just lighter, it's airy, it's elegant. Very Hamptons vibe, I feel. Not that I've ever been to the Hamptons, but I know the look that I'm going for. I feel like if you just want to try out the look and see if you like it, use a sweater that's already in your closet, or if you are going to buy one, buy a neutral colored one. Also, I'm envisioning an oversized sweater look, but a light sweater. You know, you're wearing a tank top and jeans, and then you just have a little light oversized sweater to throw over if you get cold. Do you guys see the vision? I guess we'll see if I actually incorporate that at all this summer, but I do have a cream sweater that I am planning to do this look with. Let's see, it could become one of our new summer staples. You never know. All right, and last up for what's good is just a song for you. One that I love, I have loved for a while, but for some reason I was listening to it a lot this weekend and I was like, why isn't it on the playlist? Let's put it there. It is called Highway by Shaboozey. As always, you can find that and all the other songs that I recommend on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good, on Spotify. And now, let's round out this episode and get into Need to Know Basis. This week, I have a bone to pick with, I don't even know, maybe it's myself. I just came to the revelation this week that it seems that every single time that I run out of something, I run out of everything. Does that happen to anybody else? I'm talking about running out of shampoo, conditioner, toilet paper, perfume, hand soap, detergent, dishwasher soap. I am running out of everything throughout the same week. What is that about? I seriously need to know if this is something that I'm just experiencing or if it is a common thing that we're just all running out of everything at the same time. Because let me tell you, that hurts the bank account to run out of everything at once. But that's why I'm saying, is this just a me problem? That I should be restocking more often so that things don't run out all at the same time? It was actually ridiculous this week. We were on the last roll of toilet paper, the last pumps of the hand soap. We were squeezing the toothpaste out of the tube. And I'm like, what is going on? It's probably because the last time that anything was purchased, it was all purchased at the same time too. But I don't know, perfume running out the same time as toothpaste, make that make sense. It doesn't. So now everything is brand new in this household. The cycle continues. That's my little rant of the week. Hopefully I'm not alone on that one, but who knows, could be. Very well could be. And that's all I have for this week, so thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Maybe try something new this weekend. whether it's watching a new show, perhaps one of the ones I recommended, or doing an activity that you know that you don't like baking, just to see if you can do it. In summary, bake the cake, watch the show, and don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.